Welcome to the 1430 ESPN Outdoors Report, presented by All Out Marine in Allenton.
Let's get things going on the ESPN Outdoors Report as we bring in Pete Huff from Best Dam Guiding Service. Pete, have you had a busy week on the waters?
Yeah, I actually had several days of double trips, and it's been just about every day being out.
So where have you been fishing and what have you been catching?
Well, mainly the Madison Chain, Monona and Mendota. Been getting a lot of panfish there, and smallmouth and walleye still.
Sure. Different areas, or are they pretty much where you can normally find those fish? Or do you, when you fish the Madison Chain, do you go to different spots depending on what you're looking for? How do you attack that area?
Well, as the day goes on, like the afternoon, those fish definitely push deep. So I've been finding them early morning. I'm finding them shallow. Drop shot and leech has been really the most productive for the game fish. And then I'll push out to almost 30 feet of water, fishing rock edges or real deep weed lines. And that seems to be the best the ticket right now.
Sure. Any other bodies of water you've been hearing any scuttlebutt on across the region?
Yeah, I heard there's a bit of a perch bite picking up on Winnebago. Green Bay also, I heard some perch being caught there. And walleye's also on Winnebago. I heard the walleye bite's been a little tough on Green Bay, but we have our AIM walleye tournament here this next weekend. They're out of Volcano, so hopefully things turn around a little bit. Then we get some fish, and I'll be up pre-fishing and checking that out later next week. But, yeah, today we're out in Fox Lake. We got bluegill, crappie, walleye, and now we're just casting for bass, and we got some pretty nice sized bass out here.
Yeah, I've heard that pretty much all the different species of fish have been biting on Fox Lake.
Yeah, yep. Not a lot of activity out here today, but I would think on the weekends it'll be a little more packed. So it's been a nice morning.
Well, tell us about Best Dam Guiding Service.
If you'd like to book a trip, you can call me at 608-609-2707. Or find me on Facebook under Pete Huff or Best Dam Guide Service.
Pete, I appreciate the time and good luck with the rest of your trip.
Sounds good. Thanks a lot, Wade.
Let's take our dive into the Madison Chain right now and bring in Pat from DNS Bait and Tackle in Madison. Pat, how are things in your neck of the woods here this week?
Things are great. We had a little bit of a reprieve from the rain here, so things are drying out a little bit. Lake levels are coming down. We never did get any kind of a slow no wake order down here, so that's good. And the fishing's been great.
So what have people been catching, and where have they been catching it?
Well, for the most part, we're kind of into our summer groove right now. Things are going to kind of plateau here and kind of remain the same for a while. We got panfish on weed lines for the most part. They're all done spawning. Walleyes are on shoreline breaks, but also starting to move out to mid-lake humps. Smallmouth bass are on those same shoreline breaks with the walleyes. The musky action's been picking up a little bit. Hopefully it doesn't get too warm for them where that has to be slowed down. But, a lot of good fishing around town.
Excellent. And obviously when people want to get fishing down to the Madison Chain, they need to stop into DNS Bait and Tackle, kind of the hub for information. Tell people what they'll find when they stop in and where you're located, hours and things like that.
Yeah, we're at 1411 Northport Drive, right at the corner of Northport and Troy Drives. So we're just a quarter mile from the Warner Park Boat Launch on Lake Mendota. We're just a quick jog off the interstate for anybody coming into town. And if people are looking for any information on fishing, we do a weekly fishing report. If people want to call the fishing report hotline, they can dial 608-BIG-FISH. That's 608-244-3474. Otherwise, we do post on our social media pages at DS Bait Tackle Fly Shop.
Pat, are you going to go out fishing at all this weekend?
Hopefully. Well, I guess we'll see. It's going to be kind of warm, but and if I can get away from the shop, I'll definitely be hitting the water.
All right. We'll talk next week. Thank you.
Thanks so much, Wade.
Let's turn our attention right now to Fox Lake and Fishtails as we bring in Dave. Dave, has it been a pretty productive week out in Fox Lake?
Yeah, it has actually. Starting last weekend, the fishing's been very good. The water's still high and it's off color, but that doesn't seem to hurt the fishing right now. Went out yesterday and basically caught every species there was except bluegills. That's been kind of the tough bite out here, but everything else has been really good. Walleyes on the rocks are trolling, crappies drifting out in the basin all over the place. And then bass are on the shorelines and around the rock piles and things like that. We had a couple of guys strictly go after muskies And this weekend, one morning he got a 46, and the next morning he got a 55. So, yeah, the fish are very active on the lake right now. The water's just a little off-colored, so you got to use, bright-colored lures for the bass and everything, and live bait for the crappies right now. But, yeah, it's been really good. I was gone for a couple weeks, of course. I was on vacation, went up to Canada, did very well up there. The other lakes in the area, I just got a call from a guy on Big Green. They're getting bass out there, and they're starting to get bluegills. Not quite on the cribs yet, but they're in like 10 to 20 feet right now. So, you know, everything's kind of kicking in. It's midsummer, so, you know, that's the pattern.
Dave, you mentioned your Canadian trip. I don't think I've talked to you since you've gotten back. Just what would you say to somebody who's never gone fishing to Canada, and what do you like about fishing up north of the border?
Well, the isolation, you know, you don't see a ton of boats. There's so much water to fish. You know, we had 30, 40 mile an hour winds for four straight days, and we got out of the wind. You know, there's so many shorelines and islands and things where, you can deal with the wind. It rained every day, too, which I don't mind, but, you know, the weather is an issue, but it you can generally get out of it. But the fishing is just off the charts. I mean, you know, most lakes are, you know, catch 200 a day that are cookie cutters, but our lake is a lot of really big fish from 24 to 30 inches, and, you know, that's why we go. We just have a really good time.
So when you fish in Canada, can you bring fish back? How much can you bring back into the States?
Well, it depends on the license you buy. Me and my wife buy a conservation license, so we don't bring any back. If you are bringing fish back with a conservation, you can only bring two 18 and under, and I can get them out here. So we don't deal with bringing fish back unless you get a mounter or something like that, because you got to, you know, claim them at the border, and they got to check them, and it's just not worth the time. So, you know, the couple that we would bring back aren't worth it. But for a regular license, you can buy or bring back five walleyes, five bass, five pike, five trout, and panfish. So, you know, you can bring a lot of fish back if you buy a regular fishing license.
Well, something that is worth the time is stopping into Fishtails if you want to find out what's going on across the region. Tell us about Fishtails.
Well, we've got everything. We just got in some Helgramites now, which we haven't had all year. We got really good leeches, jumbos, and every other kind of minnow bait, and lures, of course. But we rent boats, pontoons and regular fishing boats. We rent them quite often, and we're the only place on the lake you can pull up and fill your boat up with gas. So we've pretty much got everything here, and, you know, we're open from 6 to 6 Monday through Saturday and 6 to 5 on Sundays. And, stop in. We got everything you'd need.
Right on the main drag as you're heading through Fox Lake, and you can't miss Fishtails. Dave, I appreciate the time. Thanks.
All right. Thanks, Wade.
Let's head to the landing bait shop on Little Green Lake right now and get the update from Todd. What's the fishing been like here as we head through the dog days of July?
You know, fishing's been all right. The musky guys have kind of calmed down. The water temperature's getting right up to that 80-degree mark, but they're still catching walleyes and a lot of panfish, so yeah, fishing's pretty good.
Is 80 degrees kind of a magic number for walleye?
It's for the muskies.
Oh, that's what I meant,
yeah. Musky fishermen stop fishing for them because they do die when the water gets a little warmer, when you start fighting with them. And so that's usually the number where the musky guys kind of stop fishing for a while until it cools down.
And now you're telling me that water levels are pretty high on Little Green, but that hasn't really impacted fishing. It's maybe been good for fishing out by you?
Yeah, you know, last year was so low, and now we're kind of right at spring level. So, yeah, it's easy fishing. You get your boat in and out, no problem. You know, nothing's underwater. The piers aren't underwater or anything like that. So it's not like a river here. But no, you know, guys are catching some bass under the piers now. Bluegills have been pretty good. Guys are getting some crappies out in the middle. So, yeah, fishing overall, the lake is really nice.
Have you heard anything about any of the other lakes up by you?
You know, I've heard Puckaway, they're getting some panfish and some walleyes on, but there's an awful lot of weeds out there. And then Big Green, guys are getting some trout, a few walleyes here and there, and a few bluegills, too.
Hey, tell us about the Landing Bait Shop.
You know, we're open 7 days a week from 6 a.m. to 7 p.m. We have everything you need. just follow the signs in on 44. We're on the south side of the lake. You can't miss us.
Todd, have a great weekend at the landing, and we'll chat next week.
All right. Well, thanks, Wade.
All Out Marine, your experts and local carriers of Tracker, Tahoe, Nitro, Sun Tracker, Regency brand boats, and Mako Center console boats wants you to stop in to see their new and used inventory. From pleasure boats to fishing boats, All Out Marine has the boat for you. Check them out online at alloutmarinellc.com. Visit them on the northwest corner of Highway 41 and D in Allenton. All Out Marine is your family-owned, independent, authorized Nitro, Tracker, Sun Tracker, Tahoe, and Mako dealer.
The ESPN Outdoors Report rolls on as we bring in our resident outdoorsman, Rick Wentland. Rick, busy week for you, fun week for you out on the waters?
Absolutely. It was a great week. Over the 4th of July week, you know, lakes were busy, but we got out early and we got out late, and a lot of area lakes, the fish are really biting well. So Fox Lake is on fire, actually.
Yeah, I've heard a lot of people say that all species on Fox Lake right now are hungry.
Yep, they are. They are. We went out, a buddy of mine's got a live scope. We went out one day, caught a bunch of crappies. I mean, live scope should be outlawed. It's cheating. I mean, it was so easy. Within an hour, we had our limit of crappies. I mean, you look at them on the screen, drop your jig down, boop, and there they are. I mean, it's that simple. And it was fun. Don't get me wrong, but it wasn't even, to my mind, it's not even fishing.
Then why'd you do it?
Well, put some crappies in the freezer, I guess.
Because you're hungry, right?
Exactly, exactly.
As we talk, you were telling me that just as we got done going here, you said a loon landed right next to your boat. Can you kind of talk about, did you see a lot of loons around? I know you're maybe not quite in south central Wisconsin right now, but are loons, are they pretty friendly like that, not afraid of the human?
No, they're not afraid of you at all. Yeah, we're actually up here on Lac du Flambeau pre-fishing for a two-day tournament this weekend, and this is probably like the fifth or sixth loon we've seen. And actually, as a fisherman, if there's a loon around, that means there's a lot of bait. And a lot of times you can catch a lot of fish. Loon are there to eat on the minnows, on the little perch, the little bluegills. And if there's a lot of loons around, you're usually in the right area because there's a lot of bait in the area. But yeah, we've had it three times today with loon within 5-6 feet of the boat. And it's amazing how big a loon actually is. As far as a bird, but I tell you, when you get up here to Northwoods, I live for the sound of a loon. I mean, that call and the sound that they make is just completely awesome.
Well, if you get a picture of one close to the boat, send it to us, and we'll post it on the WBEV Radio Facebook page, if that works, Rick.
We'll do that.
Hey, have you ever had, like, a loon or a pelican or another bird that is fishing ever kind of try to take one of your lures, you know, unsuspectingly?
Not a loon or a pelican, but I've caught myself. I've caught like three seagulls. I've caught a cormorant. I've caught a duck. Yeah, we catch every now and then we catch birds, but actually on Big Green, when you're throwing a big topwater spook, these seagulls come out of nowhere and they dive down and grab your topwater lure all the time.
And they'll just, they're just hungry as well, looking for food. And they think they probably saw a raw bass custom, right? And they couldn't resist.
Exactly, exactly. But let me tell you, the fun begins when he doesn't let go of the bait, and you got to reel him in, and one guy's got to put his sweatshirt over its face, and you try to get the hooks out of his leg or his wing or something. Oh, yeah, it's real fun, let me tell you.
Well, hopefully you have continued success fishing at Lac du Flambeau, and if people want to have success fishing wherever they go, Raw Bass Customs or even maybe setting up a guiding trip with you, tell us about both.
For a guiding trip, I'm pretty much booked the month of July. I have a few openings in August. You can call my cell phone at 920-948-8467. And as far as Raw Bass Customs, the glide baits, the 1.5 crankbaits, and, of course, the ploppers are actually selling off the shelf. I just took another huge order in down at Dick Smith's down in Pewaukee. Tim down in Fishtails in Fox Lake, he just got a big order. And M&M Tackle and Portage is probably your three local places, but I sell 58 different kinds of lures in any color you can imagine, and are bright green label that say Raw Bass Customs. You can't miss them in the local bait shops.
Rick, I appreciate the time and good luck on the rest of your trip. Thank you.
All right, Wade, thanks.
Thanks for listening to the 1430 ESPN Outdoors Report, presented by All Out Marine in Allenton. Hear the Outdoors Report every week on 95.3 WBEV, Friday afternoon at 4:35 and Saturday and Sunday mornings at 6:35. You can also catch the show Friday afternoon at 12:15 on 1430 ESPN. Find this episode and all previous programs on demand at the audio tab at DailyDodge.com.